I'm Joe Wood, and I believe.
April 6th, 1966, Melbourne, Australia. Approximately 11 a.m., a class of students and their teacher are outside, engaged in a sports activity, when they see overhead a gray saucer-shaped craft. It had a slight purple hue and appeared twice the size of a family car. The object descends, flying over the school before disappearing behind some trees. About 20 minutes later, more than 200 witnesses see the object reappear and climb at incredible speed. As it gains altitude, the crowd witnesses five other objects pursue it before they all disappear.
Welcome to Alien Nation, the show about extraterrestrials and UFOs, asking the question, are we alone? In Alien Nation, I talk to other Earthlings about their otherworldly encounters, and we love hearing your stories, so please get in touch. I'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. My guest today is music events organizer who is using his skills to organize UFO conference in London. Welcome to Alien Nation, Scott James.
Thank you, Joe.
How nice of you to come in today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's been wonderful so far.
Pleasure. Yeah, so far. Let's see what the interview's like.
Exactly. Meeting you's been great.
No. So listen, I want to know about when you first saw a UFO.
Well, the very first time I remember, I was probably, it was probably around sort of 1978, 79. I was been trying to kind of work it out so it would be more accurate. But I would say it's around that time.
Yeah.
I had my chopper bike then, so I kind of get the year,
the roughly. The 70s feel,
the chopper bike. And I remember actually just looking up in the sky and seeing a big silver balloon or like a big silver shape.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what it was. But it was moving in and out of the clouds, which I thought was strange.
Yeah.
And then when I went in, running into Mum, quick, come and have a look at this. And then we got the next door neighbour out as well. And we stood there for a good 5 minutes or more looking at this thing that was sort of moving in and out of the clouds, which was strange. And then Mum says, it's a weather balloon, you know, yeah. Because I think back then, with the Roswell and everything else that had gone on prior to that, I think that everyone was brainwashed that anything was seen in the sky.
It was a weather balloon.
It was a weather balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as interesting as that story is, it's nothing like the next story, which I'll tell you about. But I think looking back on it now and thinking about it, it probably was, or possibly was, a UFO, because the way it was behaving.
Did you feel at any time that you thought it was a UFO?
No.
So you just accepted that it was a...
I just think, because...
Oh, gosh, it's a weather balloon.
Yeah, because mum's always right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mum's always right, and yeah. I just thought to myself, yeah, it must be a weather, you know.
Did you ever think about UFOs and aliens or anything like that when you were young like that?
Never.
Oh, you see, I always used to think about that.
Yeah, I probably did at the time for a little while. Yeah. But it was quite big. It was quite big, but it seemed to be in the clouds. It was, you know, when one of them days where you got the breaking blue, as I call it, you got like the blue and then the puffy clouds, the, you know, the sort of candy floss type clouds, you know, the real, the name of them, but yeah.
So it
seemed to be weaving in and out of the, in and out of the cloud.
Yeah. So that was that.
And that was that. And of course, later on, as we now know, the Rendlesham situation as well. So that was only a couple of years after.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they were. Well, they've always been around anyway. So then, come on, tell me your next story.
Right, you're sitting tight for this one.
Yes.
Right. So normal day at work. Yeah. Just driving home. And you're probably familiar with the road as well. Coming down the A13.
Oh, I know the A13 well.
Okay. So I'm coming down the A13 past Newham.
Yeah.
And I'm just driving along and something catches my eye. It's a bright light in the sky.
Yeah.
Okay. So I look at it a couple of times and then it moves horizontally,
yeah,
across the sky. I'm now sort of interested. I'm now thinking, what's this? You know? I know you're going to probably ask a question, but I didn't think UFO straight away. Didn't think UFO. I thought it could be the police or police helicopter or some description. And what I thought it may be like the beam of the light was shining towards
What time
me.
Was this?
This was around 7.
So it was
around 7 in the evening.
Is it dark?
It was dark.
Oh, it was dark.
It was so in January.
Oh, it's in January.
It was the 16th of January 2012. Yeah. It was dark.
So it's recent, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's at the point the time of year where you would get a frost the next morning.
Yeah.
It was crystal clear skies. It wasn't a cloud in the sky. There was stars. It was crystal clear. So anyway, I'm driving along and it's like a blue. There's like a blue shimmer coming off of this light. You know, yeah. It's like a blue shimmer. So it's then gone a slight diagonal up, moved up to the sky a little bit more. It's gone up. I'm thinking, wow, this is really strange.
Helicopters.
Yeah, I'm thinking, and I'm trying to gauge. Joe, like Raynham, and then you've got Lakeside, and then you've got going down towards Leon Sea.
Yeah.
So I'm now trying to, I'm thinking that's not close. That's further away. And I'm trying to gauge how far away it was. And then it's then moving back and forth. It's then now sort of almost in like a sort of, not a formation, but it's moving. It's moving backwards, it's moving up. And then this is the most chilling bit. All of a sudden, Joe, and I'm getting goosebumps now just talking about it because I'm reliving it all. It just took off. And I mean, it went 4,000 mile an hour, 5,000, 10,000 mile an hour. It just went. And the thing I vividly remember about it, as it was going out, it was almost like a strobe effect on the light. It was almost like it was flashing 1,000 times a second. It was like it was stuttering almost as it was going up, and it just went right up, and it was getting dimmer and dimmer as it was going, but it just took off, Joe. It was unbelievable.
I seen a UFO that just took off like that, and you went, you know.
You
just
know.
Go, oh my, I went, oh my God, I've just seen a UFO.
And the feeling stomach was that butterfly, that churning, that whoosh feeling.
Yeah.
The goose pimples, the hairs on the back of your head.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's a UFO. I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, because nothing moves like that on this earth.
And it all happened. So in the space of maybe 4 or 5 minutes, it seemed, it was just, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I was really freaked out by it, totally freaked out.
Because suddenly you realise, oh my God, we are not alone.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. And then I've done the most interesting thing, what most people do. I go straight on my Facebook profile and I put in there.
Just seen a UFO?
I see a UFO. And then I get all my friends coming on.
What you on?
What you on? was E.T. there riding a bike?
Oh, yeah.
Some great ones, you know, Close Encounter then, and what you've been smoking today.
Yeah,
and all that stuff, you know. So I took all the flack from my friends, you know, but it's all up. I was so shocked. I didn't even put any description down. I just put, I see a UFO. That was it. And then the following day, one of the friends that was taking the mickey actually sent me a message and said, have you seen the Sun newspaper today? I'm like, no. He said, look, I'll send you a link online. And he sent me a link. And other people had seen
the same thing.
The same thing. Yeah. So it was reported.
So you know you're not mad then?
I know I'm not mad. And I'm thinking, that's great. So next day, I go back on Facebook the following day. Like, sort of like, no, look at this. I told you what I see, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Here's the proof, you know, I know what I see. And that was that. It was. And then for weeks after, I'm looking up in the sky. Everywhere I'm going, Joe, I'm looking in the sky.
I'm always looking.
It was.
See if I can
still
see
do now, obviously. Yeah. But It stayed with me for a good length of time. And I think my partner, Nikki, got fed up in the end because I kept talking about it. And I kept saying to Nikki, I know what I see, Nikki, it was real. You've got to believe me. And she's like, yeah, well, it could have been this. It could have been, yeah, you know, it may not have been.
And seen it.
But I'm like, no, it was, Nikki. It was real. Then the interesting part comes there, really. The more interesting part comes there.
Even more interesting.
Yeah. So we're at Christmas. We've had dinner and we're sitting around and chatting. And my son brings up the UFO conversation. Oh, you know, as you do, you're having a couple of drinks around Christmas, everyone's chatting and that. And we're just speaking about UFOs. So he said to me, how long ago was that? That was a few years ago, weren't it, Dad? I said, yeah. I said, I put it on Facebook. Let me scroll back and have a look. So I've gone back through Facebook, scrolling. Not 2013, not 2014, going back, finds the post. 16th of January, 2012. I'm like, wow, there it is. That's a long time ago. It was longer than I thought, Joe, to be fair.
Yeah.
And then I'd done something that I never actually done before. I put in Google the date, 16th of January.
Yeah.
2012, and I was blown away, Joe.
Why? Come on.
Well, for the benefit of the listeners, I've got some screenshots of the post. That's the original Facebook post, as you can see the date there, Joe, on that. And then the subsequent post in the following day. So that you've got the date there.
Oh, yes.
And then the following day, as you can see. It's dated.
Careful, they don't beam you up, Scotty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
see?
So that is the date.
So that's the date. So you've got the other date there. That's the following day, and that the link for, as I was saying, the Sun newspaper thing,
yeah.
And it tells you a little bit of more of a status which I put up.
Yeah.
But then, Joe, all this stuff comes up, and I'm sitting there thinking, wow.
Two objects, one heading north, other south, 7:15 p.m., 16th of January, 2012. Worcestershire, 16th of January. Oh, my God, I got goosebumps. January, 2012. So it's in Worcestershire. My husband and I were on our way home on the A449 dual carriageway. Oh, they saw one. What's this one? UFO sighting, 16th of January, 2012. Where's this? Can't see that one. Where is that one? Go on.
I think that was Nuneaton, that one.
Oh, okay. Close encounter of the home counties kind. Two alien aircraft sightings in 1 week in the UK's UFO hotspot. 16th of January, 2012. They were... Oh, my God! Sighting South Norwood, 16th of January, 2012. UFO fleet over Puerto Rico, 16th of January, 2012. Oh, my God. Case of Bishop... What? How do I say that? Bishopsheim.
Yeah, it's Germany.
All right, Germany, 16th of January, 2012. Oh, Jesus. Monday, the 16th of January, reported in... by MUFON.
Yeah, MUFON reported that one.
Oh, my goodness. Where's that one then?
That was Germany.
And that's Germany.
And the time frame is all...
I can't believe that all of these.
I know.
UFO, January 16th, 2012. Now, where is this? Australian phenomena. This is on Australia.
Yeah. Well, you think the how fast they're going, Joe. They can probably
It'll
go around the world in...
Exactly. In a flash.
Exactly. Manchester.
Manchester, 16th January, 2012. Oh, my God, look at all these people. I'd seen them and taken photographs. Everybody. Where's this? Margate UFO, 16th of January, 2012. I don't believe it. UFOs everywhere, 2012.
And I saved the best.
That's the 16th of January.
I saved the best to last for you.
Yeah. Chris Evans, I spotted a UFO. 18th of January, he reported that. Oh, my God. I need to talk to Chris.
Please do.
That is unbelievable. So they were all over the world on
it
that
seemed,
day.
Well, definitely in the UK.
Well, there was Australia.
Australia, but all
America.
Around the world, Puerto Rico, everywhere. They was everywhere.
Where was I on the 16th of January, 2012?
But the reporting.
What was I doing?
The reportings that you've seen there is just...
Is amazing.
Is amazing, right?
That is really amazing. So, of course, now you're completely obsessed.
I'm absolutely hooked. Absolutely
like
hooked.
Me.
Absolutely hooked. So
that
obviously
is
I'm...
absolutely unbelievable to have all that evidence. You must have gone mental when you kept seeing all this.
Joe, I was. It brought it all back. Even with sitting with you now, I've got goose pimples because it's real. It's real. It endorses the fact that what I see was 100%. No, I'll argue with anyone.
Yeah, me too.
1,000%. Absolutely, a UFO. It was a UFO.
Yeah.
It was a craft. It was a craft.
Yeah.
It was real. It was moving around and it shot off so fast.
God, I'd love to just go for a ride in one of those things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
must be great.
Apparently, we wouldn't be able to.
Why not?
Just stuff I've researched and read and so, just because our body wouldn't be able it would like G-force,
it
would just crumble.
Wouldn't they have something inside it, might
have
the anti G-force?
Yeah.
Well, you just don't know.
they could have something like that. Who knows? But yeah, I mean that's fair.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful to have it all of that from all over the place.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it, as I say, it does endorse. It sort of backs up your argument because quite rightly so. I mean, people have probably said to you, "Oh, don't be silly, Joe." You know.
Oh yeah.
Oh
lots
really?
Of people.
You know.
And you know, with my history,
sure?
They all think I'm on drugs. I said, "No, well, I'm not. Those days are gone."
Exactly. Exactly right. And you know, so for me, it's the perfect backup of the story, and the story is it is one of. A strange phenomenon that I actually...
So what did all your friends say when you showed them all this? Son say? He must have been...
Well, we was just sitting there for hours just going for everything. And it's just like, I can't believe this. I can't believe... Oh, my God. I just can't... Oh, no. And he's on his phone. I'm on my phone. And we're just researching through the date. And
that's
just
amazing.
The interesting thing as well, I actually put other dates in as well, to see if there was any other, you know, in case on the 30th there was loads of come and nothing else. I went through the whole of January, putting the dates in, just to double check that it wasn't a kind of Google thing that pulled
up. What day was the 16th of January?
I think it was a Monday.
Oh, so they arrived on a Monday morning.
Yeah, it was a Monday evening.
Oh, Monday evening.
Yeah, so that's when I see it, as I say. And it was around the 7 p.m. Time, which a lot of the things in there, if you read the documents, you can see that the time on it that people are reporting.
I wonder where they've been, where they've just come from. It's fascinating. Fascinating to think that just, you know, we'll just pop by their planet Earth.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've researched stuff, you've looked into it. I have as well. It does become a little bit obsessive in terms of. You're trying to seek the truth. You're trying to find out why, you know, like the governments and the authorities are not telling us, being open with us about it.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But a lot of people have said to me, I've spoken to people from MUFON, and this woman, Annette, she was so lovely. And she said that the reason they don't is because we're not ready for that.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Just not ready for it. So I think that's why it slowly is coming in.
Yeah.
And now it's been, now it's more acceptable now than it was 10 years ago.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
And I do think there's, amongst the ufologists, there is this the term they're using, the disclosure term.
Yeah.
I do actually think now that we are being drip-fed more information.
So I do too.
There's more information coming, especially with the tic tac thing. You know, that was crazy. And they've actually come out, the Pentagon and the American Navy have said that this is a bona fide, genuine video that shows a craft flying across the sea at amazing speed.
I think that could be the only reason, because, I mean, it will disrupt everything, won't it? I mean, religion.
Absolutely.
I mean, look how it will just be ridiculous. Do you watch Ancient Aliens?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yay! Yeah, I love that program. Yeah. So I think a lot of that is because they're just trying to protect people, because they're worried that people are going to freak out.
I think that's right. I think that's the only possible.
But you see, I wouldn't freak out. Would you freak out?
Well if you can think of the reaction that you had when you very first, was it Brazil you see?
Yeah, I was just, oh my God, yeah, exactly. I have seen a UFO. Mm. It was like, I was just thrilled.
So, exactly. But if you think other people probably not got that same
open-mindedness,
like even I was shocked and, wow, you know. I think people,
but then when you come to terms with it, and then you start looking at the bigger picture of the universe and everything, you start realizing, holy cow, of course we can't be alone.
Absolutely. It's such a vast place. Yeah. And the questions are asked with that as well. You know, where does it end? Does it end? If it does end, what's on the other side of the wall, where it ends?
It's just your brain. Our brain can't take it all in.
Exactly. Our brain cannot absorb that information.
No.
And as I say, it's such a vast universe that there must be. Well, we now know. There is.
So tell me, because of all this now, you said that you were at Awakening in Manchester.
Yeah, I was at Awakening. Yeah, it's fantastic.
You should have come up and said hello.
I did think it was you, but, you know, I would have loved that. I know.
Well, I'll see you at the next one, or maybe I'll see you at yours. So tell me about what you're doing.
Well, I kind of would like to get something in the southeast London area. Really, to do a conference, a UFO conference, because there hasn't been one in London.
Has there ever been one in London?
I don't think there has. From the research that I've done, I don't think there has. So I think that, you know, like people like us, you know, driving, no disrespect to the guys in Manchester at all, but 6 hours,
that's a long way
to get from London up to Manchester on the Friday, which was quite, you know, back aching. And it was a great event, you know, very, very well run.
I think we should have one in Essex, actually.
Yeah, not in Essex, or in London, wherever, Joe.
Yeah.
So, and Alien Nation could be a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, great. You know. I'm all up for that. I think the capital of England should have a UFO conference.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's almost like someone needs to put their flag in the ground and say, right, you know, come on, let's just do this.
I think so. And I think the one in Manchester did really well, as far as I can see.
It was fantastic. It was well attended.
Really good, interesting people. It was great.
Of course. And, it would be a different time of year to the Manchester one. So if there was people in Manchester that felt 6 months later they would want to go to another one down in London, then they've got the opportunity. But the people in the London area and the South East, and next year, as you know, is 40 years of Rendlesham.
Is it 40? Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. So
and so we've got some good people. Gary will be up for that.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like a Rendlesham. I'm giving away all my secrets here. Go out in your podcast and there'll be 20 UFO events in Essex and 10 in London, all celebrating Rendlesham Forest.
Let's do it. I mean, if anybody's listening and they want to get involved
primarily, we're looking for a venue that's going to host.
Yeah, let's look for a venue.
You know, let's look for a venue and let's do it, you know.
I think so. Gosh, I know a few people that would definitely come.
Absolutely.
Come on, Mike, over there.
You know, Joe, we're passionate people, right? We're passionate. I mean, I know about your house, how passionate you are. So, you know, we had a conversation off air. So I know you're a passionate person. I can see that in your face. And I know you are from your history, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do, I mean, come on board.
So
we'll just work together.
You organise events. You're the man.
Yeah, I'm the man.
I can set everything in place.
I can start getting the ball rolling.
That'd be great.
But yeah, we can do it. Let's do it.
So if we're going to do this, how many people do you think you'd want to be there? And what sort of, how big a venue would we be looking for?
I reckon probably 800 to 1,000 would be a good start.
Yeah.
Got to be a good start. That sort
of not the O2 then.
No, I don't think 22,000 people would sit there listening to people talking about aliens and spaceships. But
800, yeah, that's a good size.
Just judging with the one, the Awakening, is probably that sort of number was there. I don't know, but I would imagine it was probably that two halls, so probably 500 a hall. I don't know, but that sort of number. So I would suggest that 800 to 1,000 people in London or Essex, which is very close to both our hearts, doesn't matter really, it's still the southeast side of town. And I'm sure that there's people on the south coast, Portsmouth, that area, that would even travel into London. So
it's quite easy, all that, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Brighton, and there's all those places. Yeah, that'd be great.
And purely and simply, the whole idea is just driven from the passion of what I see, really. It's because I do events, it kind of makes sense, really.
Yeah, I think that makes complete sense. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think it would be once a year?
Yeah, I reckon so. I reckon so. Why not?
Yeah.
If it goes well and there's enough people interested,
What should we call it? Doo 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 doo. Alien Nation.
Call it Alien Nation.
That's it.
We are not alone.
Yeah. Alien Nation, that's it. Good idea.
Need to get the copyright on that, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but I've actually spoken to a couple of lecturers that are big in the... It's probably unfair that I actually mention who they are on air, but I have spoken to a couple of people that are definitely 100% interested. So,
and of course, you could get some musicians to do some music for it.
Well, that would be very, very easy to do.
Yeah, that would be great. Some UFO soul music.
We could do that.
Wouldn't that be cool? Oh my God!
No, it would be good actually.
Yeah.
We could do that, yeah.
Do a little music.
Because I do events on holiday villages as well. We do an event at Hailing Island. A soul weekend at Hailing Island, which is down on the south coast. So we have sort of 800-900 people come to that. So maybe we could do a full weekend.
Full weekend with music and aliens, and it will be an alien nation.
Yeah. That's an option. It's an option. But I think. The either a 2-day or 1-day conference type event would be the way really to start.
Thank you very much, Scott, for coming on. That note, let's go look outside up at the sky.
Thank you for having me, Joe. It's been a pleasure. Thank you
to
Mike.
Real pleasure, Scott.
For organising everything. And thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, actually.
Thank you.
All right. Cool.
All right. Take care.
That's our show for today. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please rate us on whatever platform you get your podcast from. It helps people like you find us. Today's show was produced by Mike Hansen for Pod People Productions. Associate producer Colette Cooper, and recorded at Hackenbacker Studios by Oliver Briley. Theme music by Mike Hansen and Jamie Allen. Special thanks to Nigel Heath. And our narrator, Mike Hansen Sr. If you want to share your stories, we'd love to hear from you. Just email info@podpeopleproductions.co.uk. Subject matter, Alien Nation. Beam me up next time. I'm Joe Wood. And I believe.